ీతేతన్యమావిత్తాం కపితాం హీన భూక్తలే స్వయం రూపాచరామయం రతి స్వాపరం సీతం నమామి శివరాయ కృష్ణభక్తాయ భూషులే శ్రీమతి భక్తి విరంచ స్వామిని శ్రీనామిని నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణి పితారణే నివిత్తస్య శూన్యవాణి వస్తు తారే తారణే జాయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. There's just a few basic things I have to go over. We're taking class already. The reason I'm here, when we step up the book, into programs, and we should take it upon ourselves be able to keep in touch with what's going on. Every day I was talking to Luca and Mohin, and I was shocked to say, first of the devotees themselves who are not coming, it's on their duty to see that they're caught up. And also, as a community and a family, see that sometimes the devotee's not around because of work, because of sickness, or other things. And some devotees should take it upon themselves to try to keep others aware of what's happening. Because we're going to be moving faster and faster with information, with understanding, with projects, and atmosphere, including the culture, including the force field, and we want many bodies possibly to protect about that. And so it's all become a little clear later. But the change I mentioned I wanted to make for several reasons. Today is the last day we'll do Guru Puja simultaneously like this. Starting next Saturday, we'll have Guru Puja only for Srila Prabhupada. Only when I am traveling away, I've been out of station here for a while, and then we have group people. One, that is a general standard in most temples in this country. Now, most places are doing like that. Here we were trying to give you a lot of more personal association understanding. Sometimes that works good, but then it also has another part. Because sometimes some things we do cause devotees to become too familiar. It's like my basic mood of preaching in relation to all of you is to be very strict, very straightforward. At the same time, while certain devotees, some disciples who we never see more than once a year, and there are certain disciples of certain gurus who only see their guru only a couple of times in years, but you have a chance to be with us on and on many times, sometimes doing it. Nice. One day it won't be like that because already things are explaining. You see, I have to travel a little more. Also, the idea that we do guru puja, Srila Prabhupada, and I'll also be with you during the puja when I get to class. And you can down. This will help create more unifiedness. As you go to other temples, and you'll be completely aware of how they sort of cut down on some subtle gross uniqueness. Sometimes people think guru is the one who takes worship and then sits up in the penthouse and gives orders. There's gross and subtle conscious like that sometimes. We want to get any incoherences behind us because we have many, many important things to do, and we'll be constantly trying to address as we deal with vision and projects, also addressing the elements of consciousness. These must go hand in hand. Once you evaluate it, check in on processing, and then using that and applying to it as much as possible. So, now when we do have programs, we should, as much as possible, try to be attendance, and we're not find out from someone, call someone, get the tape, be clear on what's happening, and then see what your responsibilities are based on the things that are happening. Relationship is more and more important now. The thing begins to start to fragment. It's already fragmented, but they've accelerated. Teamship is very, very important. Team consciousness. Many times I've said, whatever happens in different environments is going to be so much based on the consciousness of that environment. The consciousness of the environment, you know, that is a personality. It creates the personality, spiritual environments. And things and thinking things, we also create, you know, life, more than just the physical life that we are dealing with. We're also creating a psychic or spiritual life that's unfolding. We are doing things with the physical counterpart is here, and now we're developing. At your times, we're not putting any demands, but let us just be practical. The kirtan is a ritual. It's like a war dance. They emphasize the spiritual warfare for physical health. None of us are kids anymore, teenagers, young adults, we are enough to eat to have some exercise in our life. When you get sick, and your mind is disturbed, and your spiritual involvement also minimizes, because you have to give yourself the body constantly. And the mind will be better, so that we can be more vibrant and be able to express and connect with the soul. Some of you, like Loka and Lakshmi, you need it more than anyone, because you're sitting so much. It's been proven that a few minutes of exercise a day, a few minutes of exercise you can create, is much more powerful than just going. It also has other effects on the body. Sometimes, for the ones, sometimes some of these kind of exercises, they actually weaken the body, they damage the body. So this, you know, you may say, well, I don't use the but I understand that it is a spiritual bonding. It says, you know, it's not a imposition. It's somebody gets to run up and down a little bit. You need it for your health. You need it for your mind. You need it for your ego. It's like ego saying, I don't dance. You know, we're not thinking about it. It says, it's not my mood to do exercise. Plus, rejuvenate ourselves, and we have to go out and do so much things as we are able to move in the consciousness of community. We're not talking about losing your individuality. And magnify your individuality as you bring it into the aggregate. We have many, many heterogeneous parts that becomes synergistic and powerful things happen. And that even in the most basic things, eating together, singing together, dancing together, praying together, and all of these things help us in thinking, organizing, and functioning. Even in the business, you know. So sometimes they go on retreats, they do this thing, do that together. Knowing that's going to help their involvement in the workplace, because then people are able to bond together on different levels, and now they're able to use more of what they have in the projects, in the cultivation and things, that beyond just our own sense of individuality, want to become ourselves becoming strong, providing situations that's healthy internally, so we can be able to do some serious service at some very critical times. And when gurus come, they're coming to visit and continue before them. And when I have, want the main focus to be, I worship my guru as I worship Sadhu. One of the things that's been bothering me is I'm finding that too many of our devotees are literally being too sluggish. You know, we reiterate again and again, we have to move on so many things, and our devotees are being still force field of devotion that we're trying to stimulate to cover and protect them. I want us to be more into guru worship, not in terms of just offering a flower to spiritual master, but in terms of taking into that and offering that to spiritual master. You're offering, you can read this, try to say what? We're offering to the spiritual master our services. We're offering, this is the biggest offering. The flower is a symbolic thing to remind us about other things, that's symbolic. But we want to offer full caring of devotees, and start to care for yourself. We want to offer how we are studying the philosophy more intensely. That's an offering to the spiritual master. When I go around and ask some of you, how much did you read this week? And I went all day, using everything that Krishna has given us, and meditation, by trying to understand more about how it was working. How it was getting this reading and hearing, then you're getting ammunition to be able to strengthen yourself and to strengthen others. So here, yes, here it takes. Keep aware of what's going on. Read the some important things. But these books are written specifically, Prabhupada explained these books written to be law books for 10,000 years. So this is that we can understand some of the other things that can come from such. Some of the other books are secondary. This is like a primary. This is right from Palatine. It's the most exalted audience, you know, in the whole of history, world history. You're lazy with it, like you read history books, or you're reading, you know, you see romance books, you read something, you put it down, you fall asleep. But look in the spirit, that you are reading, you write something. Somebody, are you sleeping on the wall?
Oh, no.
Okay. Sometimes you read in the way that you are looking at in like a handbook or a guide. So take down notes, you know, underline, go back, and, you know, refresh yourself with different chapters. Write down a highlight, close the book, and write down highlights of what you, you know, what you're trying to work. So that as you put that down, you really imbibe that. When you have a chance to share with someone, and you have a chance to have new things, you immediately know, you know what to use. You immediately know, you know, you know how to deal with that. Get close to this. And when something is there, somebody is experiencing you know, anxiety and like this, things that you need to do. It might be something that you lesson. Or you yourself are feeling, sad about it. You remind yourself, place the mood of the warrior based on that, how to deal with it. But if we don't have this clearness, then we'll be really scattered. The guru puja, the real puja and offering to guru, is quality association with others, serving each other, and quality association, quality service when you have your, when you're doing your project, and you're given some specific assignment, and see that as here's my real offering, we follow the commandments, we follow the law, we follow the principles. It's in what we do and the quality. If we don't do ourselves as conscientious, that means we're not offering with love. It means other love stuff we're talking about is superficial. The love is how we feel in the environment. So while you're sick, if somebody else thinks somebody else is going to take care of them, you find out what you can do. But when Granny the other day had to call over because you didn't know, they asked for the sign. And yeah, we should, first shouldn't even have to call or inquire. You find out that someone is sick or someone is somehow, people do it, there's no problem either. Don't just say, well, I don't know what they're doing. So I'm probably calling someone who's more in the environment or more area or you want to be able to have it done. When you're in that situation, rather than have time, you're going to need various kinds of help. So, speaking about natural, first I want to give a little update, very brief about the Natural Health Cure program. All of us who were there felt it was very fantastic. We were very enlivened about the future possibilities. I didn't notice any schedule, so I brought one with me. And they were choosing to make a schedule of what the devotees did on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it was wonderful. You most probably heard. So there was a welcoming orientation. Three spiritual masters happened to be in to be able to inaugurate the health care program. And myself, I invited the whole community that we had such a program. Such a program. At the Institute House, and that was very sweet to start off. We had the activities at El Ecrevier's and Rajavita's residence. Very sweet. All day something was going on. In every room something was happening. So I was doing, it was just wonderful things. It was hatha yoga also. And the devotees would walk to the temple, exercise. And then we had a herbal walk where we would go around the farm and they were explaining, especially to Sherry, explaining to us what things could be eaten and what different herbs could be used for different illnesses. And it was just completely phenomenal things that are right, between the community. So the woodlands walked, just kind of sort of close around the cabin. And then going up, by Chuka's house and coming around. But it's backyard. Even here in urban areas and different things. It's good if we all begin to know more about these things so that when there is some treatments that we need, for some of how Herbert's daughter, who's only 9 years old, when she has some problems, she can just tell her, go out in the yard and get something. So she has a fever, she has a stomach ache, she has a headache. Girls only 9 years old. She's going to take a very powerful presentation on fasting. That my bad days were over. So I joined in. I'll put this on the board. Is this before the philosophy of the Natural Cure Ashram? We have a lot of plans for expanding this. Those devotees involved are going to be brainstorming, thinking how we can set up a very healthy aspect of the knowledge. Future of it can be focused up, for the materials. And they can come and be able to help. So it becomes a business, becomes a way of how we can express our philosophy more by having people and bring them into better health, where they can take vegetarians. Just to be more careful about the actions. This is the devotee's duty. Not that our duty is that we have to try to convert everybody to become a Hare Krishna. It's something that can be able to raise consciousness. It's very powerful when we can be able to raise our funds based on our own lifestyle. We don't have to go outside of our lifestyle, our devotional culture, to have to make money. But by preaching and doing the things that we are about, we can be able to cover our, you know, our financial needs. The devotees were visiting. They were very enlivened. We had a lot, you know, very enlivened. And seeing how we are already beginning to find ways how to make the project more active. There's instructions on the leadership recorded. I want to be included in our ultimate leadership panel. We have tapes and things to, you know, to connect. Mariana and I think Brahma are in Vietnam right now. So the devotees from New York have come just yesterday. That's just moved in. He and Shetra are going to be moving in later, Shetra's family. They're both somewhat skilled as plumbers, as carpenters, a few things. We've been putting on a call that Krishna will send us more devotees with some technical skills. So we'll have more to build build up the infrastructure. You know, all the time, there's always need for repair, and we're going to be doing, you know, lots of building in the future. So it's good that Krishna is sending us some devotees of this nature. Also getting calls, email, messages, and letters from all over the country, people who are interested. Also making more disciples of people who are having skills. And yesterday, to get some books, one of our newest, Balabhadras, the one who does the oxen, and is foremost in our movement, emphasizing taking care of the cows. He has the sweetest little family, the son and the daughter, and somehow they've both been able to remain rather fixed in Krishna consciousness, in the sense that they're trying to make their preaching life where it helps them in building things and running machines and so many things. So just recently the daughter has asked if she could take shelter of myself as just some technical skills so that we can speed up and go ahead and speak with us, because we want to have people who are ready to work and who they create this strong sense of teamship. Before we were in at the Institute, after the ceremony, the wedding and things, and I spoke with many of you, and I mentioned that we should put many things in place in the 2-year period. I was not trying to present any type of doomsday kind of idea that in two years, then you know, everything is going to fall apart. But to help us to appreciate that the way we're seeing things now, what is happening now in society, that after 2 to 3 years, it will not be happening in that way. That some of the things that are a little easier to do after 2 or 3 years will not have years, and all hell will be already breaking loose. So my basic reason for mentioning that is whatever things that are important that you're trying to process to get those things happening within 2 to 3 year period after the situation. Look at some things that you want to be happening in your life, some things that you are hyped to get them established, put into motion within 2 years' time. Want enough devotees in the world community so that when some of you have to leave, that you will have facilities, you have places to go, whether you have to leave for a few weeks or for a few days, or whether you have to leave for months. Whether you don't have your house anymore because it's been taken over, or, you know, we need devotees in the city. We need devotees to keep going on the city. Not so much, then there'll be a difference. But there'll be some time before that happens. It's like one of the devotees asking in terms of homes or having debts. So maybe it doesn't matter now because things will fall apart, and then, you know, the collectors won't collect your money. At first, when things get heavy, banks and collectors are going to come for people's stuff like anything. Later, it'll get so bad that it won't matter. There'll be so many people not able to do that, nobody will be able to do it. By the time we get like that, most people's stuff will be taken away. People will be in the streets. People will be starved. So it's best to start trying to clear up debts or see some ways how you can handle things. And in some ways, there's nothing you can do. You can just try your best. It's up to Krishna. But in some situations, there's some practical things that you can do. And so look at your situations and consider. And just go out and make all the debts you can. And you figure, well, in a couple of years, nobody's going to be collecting because, you know, I just have all this stuff. I don't have any first. Then you get stuff where there's a major bank. Any banks start falling and just can't keep up. And some insurance companies, things. Then when it's, you know, lawless and strategy, then it's a different situation. Before I get to that, so we should have for you either next week or the next 2 weeks kind of a clear idea of the land situation. I just trying to stop him from selling the land in Vietnam to Congress. The land on sale, about 100 or so more acres, you know, drinking wine and beer and roasting pizza. That's kind of the second priority. Our first priority, our priorities are in this way. First priority is taking care of the temple. If it is taken care of, then there'll be tremendous auspiciousness. So we grant the market. Second thing is securing the mortgage, covering for the mortgage will be available for different devotees or yourselves or others to be able to live close in. And then the third is the neighboring man, that's around the Shamakas man. This week, you can have calls from the Harinam Press. The most important thing is food. If we don't have sufficient food, then you guys that are coming or those who are living there, we will be in trouble. So we're going to build a greenhouse so that we can grow food all year round. And Sadachai is $1,000 or so that we can be able to do this. So I'm going to be talking, we have to print very soon, and we don't have sufficient money to print. So that if Krishna wants things to happen, they will happen. There's a lot of good news about the book. And I'm just getting amazing, you know, letters from people, and meeting people, meeting devotees, devotees and ritualists, or congregational people. And they're just saying the spiritual is back. Hari Kesa Swami, Venus Roop, and a few others, they read the books, and they were just totally amazed. Hari Kesa Maharaj is our leading, I think we'll be a little intimidated, because sometimes the sons of Kima, they have a little bit of disturbance about other people writing books, because their focus is to see the Prabhupada's book is out, and I respect that. Their focus is that when the other books are out, the people buy those books less, and they don't buy the DVD books. So they're not so enthused to fund, to sponsor, or even to look on about other books being published, because our books are secondary in a sense. Prabhupada's books is coming right down. He was one of the most powerful in some of the things that I say. And it's some things that I don't know. The many things that have been in the Spiritual Warrior book are in Vaidisha Purana. The several things that I've said is kind of a mystical psychic nature that has some realization. It's not directly in our scriptures, but these things have been found to be right in the what's called the Surya of Vedanta and the Vaidisha Purana. Vaidisha Purana is the Purana. So many things that you're hearing are things that even the majority of devotees are not being given knowledge of. With those who are looking at kind of friendly with the earth, those who are looking at extraterrestrial considerations, or that I have the enthusiasm to try to draw references to as many of the points that I made. Because when I spoke in those lectures, I was speaking not knowing that they were going to go into book form. Now if I had written that, I would have tried so many things that are a little unusual. I would at the time try to cross and reference so many things that I mentioned in such ways. But it's out. And now some of the things that Sadhguru is doing is coming out now. So I'll be writing I'm looking forward to it. Srinamananda. And you all have understanding in general, in case you're confronted with some of these things. How do you get this information from? You can explain that some also explain if this is a little bit scientific but Vaishnavas, we have three ways of how we understand truth. According to Vedic philosophy, there are 10 ways. With Vaishnavas, we have three. And I gave a class in Dhamma, how truth is understood. I don't have time to go into that now, but three ways of those 10, there are three ways that we accept. One is called Pratyaksha, which means sense perception. Anumana, which means in our primary one that we are most confident with is Shabda. That means hearing from realized souls, realized information, as past them. But we also have Pavyacha and Hanumana. They are secondary, but we accept those. So at some points in my scripture and in my book, I was called from Anumana. I had a debate with a couple of people about this, and I defeated them. And what our system is and how we understand, how we appreciate things. So I make a statement to have to be able to back those statements up, so these are fundamentalists. Where the earth changes, you know, mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Thinking about it, even though it's obvious in our scriptures, especially in relation to extraterrestrial beings coming into this planet. And we look at most of the activities of the demons. It's about entities who are coming from other places. We look at Abhimana and aerial into spaceships. That's giving reference, you know, to the mothership. It's a matter of understanding this and being able to appreciate the high in the future, in time. You will by force in the next year or two, in the next 2 years, because if you haven't because how you were being given so many things year after year after year, and why you were being asked to leave the community or the situation to give the kind of knowledge that we're given, and why each year things are expanding for us. You see, there's reasons for that. An accident that we just started talking about this stuff, and before you know it, we've all, so many, 15 people have moved into Gita and Ivy, and gotten houses, and now, you know, that's your home. You know, just coming back around 9th Street, we're just talking about this theory. We're just talking about theory in Kathy Hughes' studio, talking about the Institute. There was no such Institute. Nothing at all. We're talking about the Institute, and there's nothing. And now you're years and years, you know, having said, you know, so it's time to tell us. And now we're about ready to do our third book. No, I mean, this is book. So don't impose on other people about too heavy about self-sufficiency or earth changes. You know, this is your mission to be able to spearhead this. And so, you know, you visit other temples, you find people that are not aware. People, devotees, as pure Vaishnavas, trying to be pure Vaishnavas, you don't have to think about any of these things. We should be ready to die in this chant. As serving Vaishnavas and serving humanity, we want to have facility when people are in need to be able to render services. Because so many people who visit our communities where I have devotees, they know that we are known for treating people in a way that they feel inspired when they come into our association. Anywhere you go in the world, people who know Bhagavad Gita's disciples, one of the first things they will say is that disciples, they really have, when Vinaya Maharaj came to visit the 90s, he said, I love you and thank your guru for being one of the few who's maintaining Vaishnava culture. If we don't just become too American in certain cultural aspects, etc. At the same time, we want to be bold. We want to just hold on to something like its ancient history, and not be bold in making it work according to the time and place. To help cure is one of the things. So we're not intimidated by things. They're going all over now. The books are going every place. And as different devotees begin to read the books and they start sharing and sharing the books with others, we have two cases I know in hand right now where the literature book is going to be used. Kavi Chandra's older sister, who is a high-level consultant for very powerful businesses, and he sent her a copy of the leadership book. So she's been using some of the leadership training for different corporations. The other day we were having a program at Montgomery College, Dr. Percy Thomas, in the areas of diversity and leadership training, so he can be able to use the book for some of his courses. And we have given him this Jamayapur meeting. One of the leaders in Russia, or the Russian Yatra, asked for permission to translate the book, permission. And only last week, we got a call from one of the leaders of the DBT saying that the book was ready. Very gracious. We just explained to them in general that they should just print the book. We asked that they do the first printing. So, Percy Thomas, we saw you show a little blurb, portion of the South African, recent South African tour, where we, five students, and 65 kids. And then we talked to him, and he heard that we had been trying to reach the Oprah Winfrey Show. So he was saying, him and his colleague mentioned how they knew her. You know, I didn't know that she had a show in Baltimore many years ago. So we got a letter from, a comment message from the devotees in South Africa. They practically all sold out of the books that we sent them. And they're putting together some, in about 7 or 8 newspapers already. And there are more who are doing it in Nigeria. In snowball, once the right type of people get the book, then it will spread. There are more people who use the book, in this sense, to influence consciousness. In the Botswana, has the book. One of the top kings in the whole of Africa, the Shantihini, I will testify. Edit these things is the gruesome stuff. Very picky human work. But once something is out, then when you hear it, then you go away and it's gone. But we have the book, like I do with my books, you know. I read something, even when I read it a little time later, I've forgotten most of the stuff. Then I go back, I look at what I've marked, refresh myself, you know, with it. And then I can use, when you get back from Ebony, we have some other things. Other than that, is a way is helping, you know, some of the devotees when you're sweating and going through the energy. Realize that we're all there with you. it's difficult. And the service really, we have some knowledge of that. And I asked him also to send us a few copies, you know, of the Russian book when he's finished. He did these programs in New York, which is a breakthrough, because we really haven't had radio or TV. And also has written a review for the leadership. I'll do the next printing. We have some nice reviews in. We have a review now. Yes, good associates that I have. I finally figured what we could do, because they're just so busy, globe copying all around the world. So I got a notion that we'll just write to review ourselves, and we'll call them, we'll send it to them, and we'll call them and read it to them, see if they're okay with it. So we did, and they're okay. So we're going to use that, you know, for the next love book. I thought we would try, we haven't got any confirmation yet. But we, once the devotee, who lady I met in India, who's in Detroit, daughter in India, was Miss India, and also was one. I thought it would be nice if we could have her, maybe one of the possible people to write a review, drawing some connection about how people normally use the physical beauty, and, you know, take a few connections and see what comes through. Or do like we did with the leadership of heaven. Two people to write. We're talking about her leadership book. We're actually just one. What I do is maybe read. The community in Alachua is our largest community, devoted community in the world. It's developed in the sense that there's so many different things happening. Different types of devotees. There's been lack of centralization. Yeah, devotees who are not waiting for leadership. They're just getting together amongst themselves and they're making things happen. So, in this recent newsletter they sent out, I found a very refreshing article where they're talking about how they're preparing for various calamities, earth changes, etc., and self-sufficiency. Two of them have been recipients of our books. People read that, obviously, not one of the things. Our trip to Africa may be postponed. I won't know until... seeing it happen that they're a little slow in being able to finish the construction. The other idea is that we had some devotees who wanted to come in from South Africa. We're hearing what is necessary. I'm giving what is necessary. But it was just too dull, too slow. Of all the African trips, which may be necessary. I'm just amazed to see how everybody's having financial problems. And I mean, it's so set up now that people are working very, very hard. People can't make ends meet. You know? So I'm saying that to say that the financial thing is going to be there. It's always going to be there. It's always going to be there. Encourage them not to quit the job, but he's got to have a balance. He's not hearing what's going on. He's not reading. He's not listening. So we're going to have financial problems. But don't throw things away where you just go for money and you still have anxiety and you still have financial problems. And also at the same time, at least have devotion while you have your financial problems. So then when you cry, you can go to the deity and cry about your bills. And then you go back. Problems are going to be there. That's the story. I read this, and they're expressing some of the same things. I'm going to read this, and then we'll see. Careless. Be careless. And the point is, Sagar Town, 3229, purport, Srila Prabhupada explains. According to Vedic economics, one is considered a rich man by the strength of his stores of grain and cows. Many devotee families have moved to new Rama Reddy. The new Rama Reddy community in the last 5 years or so. They have settled on small acres. One of what he's mentioned, mentioned half a year. The Lacho community was only a handful of devotees. And as soon as they established a Gurukul, it was hundreds of people came. There are a few families some have settled on small acres and villages have sprung up here and there around the Lacho area. A few families doing some commercial organic farming, and many more are developing homestead gardens and orchards. Often we have heard discussions on self-sufficient lifestyle by mostly families, but mostly families have just been trying to get settled here, create income, situate the children in school. Also, there was the monumental task of building a new temple. We had also a problem trying to build a temple. Now that the major objectives have been accomplished, many community members have the opportunity to pursue a simple lifestyle and learn to become more self-sufficient. And they were still intelligent. We took care of the demons, and now come back. Although we may have thought about such things as living off the grid and developing alternative power sources, cutting our own firewood, or learning and practicing simple arts like canning our own pottery, or spinning, weaving, or making baskets, these are all things that are important. You will let us again. Although we may have thought about such things as living off the grid, developing alternative power sources, cutting our firewood, own firewood, learning and participating in simple arts like canning our own foods, or making our own pottery, or spinning, weaving, and making baskets. It seemed for some time paying the bills and just procrastination have taken precedence over progress, sometimes even impetus to propel us forward towards our goal. In all truth, one need not be a rocket scientist to read the signs and omens that are warning us of some serious trouble. At the risk of being called a doomsayer, I'd like to point out that social decay, moral and ethical decline, chronic economic crisis, erratic weather conditions, occasion of Mother Earth, mentioned a few, are all in a rapid rise. You listen to the weather, you're learning things, you're learning alternative energy. And just, you know, Twitter calling you, let us know that in the, I think the last week they had 5 earthquakes. Yeah. They bought some land. Anybody remember how much they were? I think it was over 100 acres. I think we have to, well, we're going to kind of move on the land and give them agri. In fact, there's a movement now, people moving out of the cities. The weather just got shot. And they're dragging off the last quote to say, read the newspapers or listen to the daily news reports. Reading between the lines, one might notice that it's actually worse than we are being told. Some friends discovered we share some observations. Gradually, a discussion group formed, and from that, an action group developed. Our little village of about 8 families began to get together regularly and develop an agenda. See, you don't have to wait for somebody else to do. So everyone came with the same concerns, but we found that our goals were in line with each other. We felt that emergency preparedness, sudden change in our normal lifestyle, such as hurricane, economic collapse, or social disruption, or Mother Earth retaliating for her, and just kept getting these calls from some of the becoming members of the Indian community. What should we do? They were reading on the internet, what they're doing now, what's relevant, what's irrelevant, what should be maintained, what should be dropped, and so forth. They obviously are coming to these similar type of things. Little think tank pondered the wisdom of emergency, how do you pronounce the word? Emergency, I guess. This idea includes 3 stages. Emergency transitional and long-term lifestyle changes. Emergency supplies fell into 5 categories. 1, food, 2, water, 3, shelter, 4, clothing, and 5, medicine. We conclude that food storage as well as ongoing food production will remember even Sierra Leone in this fact stone. Yesterday, the day before, you know, I don't know about it, it's in fact to Sierra Leone. The war is intensifying, so we're just trying to get the body out of the treaty. They're treated very, very harsh in most places. Very, very harsh. Accepting them at our temple in Ghana. They had a place to stay. We would take care of them. We would feed them. We would house them. That's the way people do this. I was explaining to Jamavati. They get out on the streets. They get evicted. And sometimes people would drive up in their cars and just steal your stuff. There you are in the most, you know, devastating situation. We need help. And somebody who's got a big house, got their own house, got a job, working right by, they'll take a TV, they'll take your something, take their home. Then they just feel that they're doing like a usual. To treat you, you know. It's beginning to happen. People lose so much. It's a huge problem. By a psychiatrist, a whole other school of philosophy is based on the philosophy of meaning. It is called logotherapy. He developed this after being in the concentration camps and being with hundreds of thousands of people who had everything and lost everything. And he himself, he was a powerful person, he was writing books, he was in charge. He could write this book because after getting out, he got a lot of realization about survival. Is that people who had meaning in their lives were able to survive. And others, you know. He writes about how seeing, you know, how being able to notice when somebody was going to die. And so some examples he gave, just very brief, don't want to take too long. Many people would, you know, keep some things, maybe keep some pieces of bread, even some people would keep, you know, cigarettes, because they could notice when people gave up their will to live, and whatever little stuff they had stored, they would just eat it. Because it's like, now it's all over. Some people would give up their will to live, even when the guards would come around and would, you know, harass them and beat them, it didn't even matter anymore. They would just lay down and beat them, they wouldn't go to work. And you realize that, and then they would know this person was just going to die anymore. Up their will to live. And they would just be, you know, they wouldn't go to work anymore. They wouldn't try to do anything. Because they're already sick, they're already weak. And whatever pain, torture they were experiencing, didn't even matter anymore. Because they had not even wanted to know is that sometimes somebody would be living, maybe because they thought their husband or wife was still alive, or their kids. Then they find out their kids in another concentration camp are dead, the home is destroyed, the profession is gone, there's like nothing to live for anymore. And then, you know, they lose it. So he writes his whole philosophy, on meaning, and how people can survive so many things. Often, you know, we feel very bad about something, get very depressed. And we feel, you know, like life isn't worth being here, you know, and you see all these people struggling and suffering, and everything is, taken away. The greatest expression of man and humanity, you know, to mankind. We conclude that food storage as well as ongoing food production was number one. Our priorities listed, so we explore the possibilities. The Mormons are world famous for their religious belief in food storage. One family is expected to store enough food for 1 year. A woman, you know, one of the things she's supposed to do. In 1996, we contacted a local Mormon family and took part in dry food canning sessions. The ration stocked each of our families with about 300 pounds of dry food grains and beans in large cans for shelf life of over 10 years for a little more than $100 per pound. See how, you know, it's very intelligent, very clever. To reinvent the world, we can see some people were doing things. The Amish, the pure Mormon mentality. Most people, a lot of people were doing this. There's some, religious, different religious organizations have various types of connections. I've studied some of the inside teachings of the Mormonism. I've met, you know, all around the world, some of the Prabhupada, other times said, Owen Sales was at the Mormon, place, because their philosophy, inside, their philosophy is that they worship demigods. And they have great knowledge, you know, bringing in a new order. So the average supermarket carries enough food stuff to last about 3 weeks at the most. If there's no transportation, the food items come in, there is no.
Stop just sitting and hearing and being in awe about everybody else.
One of the things I mentioned in my seminar in Dinagri, that week or those few days, to get all the devotees who are ready to participate, hopefully the whole community up. Electricity, we'll just have to use candles or kerosene. To see how we're going to purify from the water from the, and now what things we really need to work on more, that when this stuff happens, and so now I was starting to look around. Just think about what happens. The water is coming, you know, from a centralized reservoir, right? Yet, thousands of people, in the rural area, so many people have their own water arrangements. Well, they have the point arranged that if carrots, you gotta expect it's gonna happen. Even if you have earth change, other things. It's a mad person. I mean, I tell you, I would be trying to do things to affect, you know, life for thousands and thousands of people. It doesn't take much. You know. Just by rules and deviations. And there are people who are specific. See what this, you know, this uni bomb is gonna do, you know. You get all these mad people. See, there are people now who are finding out about what's happening, what the government is doing. And because they don't have devotion or consciousness, they're just now developing militias. And
so many people also going to do more with these alcohol. They're going to take out their anxieties in other ways. When they go to the banks and they can't get their money, when they go for their pensions and their pensions are not there, when their shortcomings have been promising them and it's not there, when they find out more and more about what some of these federal people are doing, that's one reason why I asked you to read that book on Transforming America. Their idea about how demonic some of these people are. Well, some of this stuff is beginning to be revealed because you can't hide this stuff. If it starts, breaking, then it's just going to be just kind of happening strange and crazy ways. Blow up things, poison things, and whatnot. And a lot of it will affect innocent and honest people. You just think how delicate it is that we're sitting in the places where some crazy person can poison the water supply. Down people can die before they find out about it. And then when they do find out about it, there's no water.